Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that the brightness of thy glory may shine forth upon us, and that the light of thy light, by the illumination of the Holy Spirit, may establish the hearts of all who have been born anew by thy grace. Through Jesus Christ, our transfigured Lord. Amen. The text for this Monday of the Transfiguration is the Gospel of Mark, the 9th chapter, the 2nd verse. Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. Most of us are familiar with the gospel harmonies or the various biographies of Jesus, which divide Jesus' adult career into three parts: the early teaching ministry in Galilee, the later teaching ministry, much of it in Perea of the Transjordan, marked by increasing opposition, and finally the events of Holy Week and Easter, which occur in the vicinity of Jerusalem. Today's readings describe the Transfiguration, which is the climax of Jesus' early ministry in Galilee. In Mark chapter 8, in the neighborhood of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus had asked his disciples who they thought he was. Peter, the spokesman, made the great confession that Jesus was the Christ, whereupon Jesus told them of his coming suffering and death at the hands of the priests and scribes, and then he promised his resurrection. If you want to follow me, he told them, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And then he added a promise. There are some standing here who will not taste of death until they see the kingdom of God come with power. The Transfiguration immediately follows. For a few brief moments, the veil is lifted, and the three disciples witness the glory of Jesus conversing with the great saints of the Old Covenant, Moses and Elijah. The cloud of God's glory, which had led the Israelites in the Exodus, overcame them. And the voice of the Heavenly Father spoke as if to confirm Peter's confession. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Peter was half dazed by what he saw. He thought of Moses going up on Mount Sinai to receive instructions to build the Ark of the Covenant with its tabernacle, and so he blurted out the suggestion that the disciples make tabernacles. But he was so overcome with awe that he hid his face, and when he next looked up, he saw no one but Jesus. Now this vision was given to be a preview not only for the disciples, but for every one of us here. This is a preview of our ultimate destination. Just like those disciples, we are called to follow in the way of the cross. Now, from a human point of view, following Jesus and bearing his cross is a pretty dreadful thing. I mean, if you only live once, as the saying goes, what is the point of giving up any pleasure or foregoing any desire that may be within grasp? But the Transfiguration scene reveals that there is a dimension beyond that which we normally see. In the Transfiguration, the fate of those who are faithful to God is revealed. We see Moses, who preferred to leave his luxurious life as an Egyptian prince for the sake of his people, who were slaves. We see Elijah, who challenged the kings and so had to live most of his life in the wilderness being fed by birds part of the time. Both great saints of the Old Testament stand with the glorious Christ amid the cloud of God's glory. But what of us? Can any of us compare with the courage of Elijah, who challenged the 450 prophets of Baal? Does any one of us have the unselfish love of a Moses? He offered himself in place of his people when they had sinned. Surely, none of us can claim to be on the level with Elijah and Moses. But what does the gospel say? It says that when Jesus was transfigured, his very clothes became dazzling white. If even his clothes could become transformed and glorified, then surely there is hope for us. This is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We all reflect the Lord's glory, being transfigured into his likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord. The more we reflect the Lord's glory, his love for us, his grace to us, the more we are transformed, the more we let our light shine before men in loving actions and in Christian witness, the more we discover the light of Christ shines in our hearts. Now, there are many Christians who are somewhat discouraged when they hear the story of the Transfiguration, because they have never had any comparable experiences. I used to feel this way myself. I used to think that if God would only let me see a sign, just a short vision such as these disciples saw, then I could believe without doubting. But I know now that a vision 12 years ago would not make dealing with my present temptations or troubles any easier. And I realize now that such signs may have the opposite effect. It was the Israelites who saw the 10 plagues upon Egypt, those who walked through the water, and those who ate the manna every day. This generation rebelled against God and died in the desert. And Jesus' own people rejected him in spite of his miracles. We recall that they first opposed him because of miracles on the Sabbath. And thus, God withholds certain miracles and experiences from us, lest they prove a distraction and a temptation to us. For we need to be transformed inwardly before we can appreciate any of the signs that God sends us. We need to love God and not the thrills of a spiritual experience. And that is why the church withholds its greatest treasures, baptism and communion, from those who refuse the gospel. For an unbeliever sees only water in baptism and mere bread and wine in the communion. But those who have begun to walk by faith, to travel the way of the cross, recognize that the Spirit descends in that water. And they begin to realize the real presence of our risen Savior in those elements of the communion. And this change in our perception is evidence of the inward transformation occurring within us. It is a change that we can see in a growing ability to forgive others, to love others instead of ourselves. It is a change that we can see as we are able to endure more of the suffering that God allows to come our way. For then, we are truly bearing the cross, suffering as Christ had to suffer, led by the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is a long and difficult journey, like climbing a mountain. But at the end of our journey, Christ awaits us in glory with saints like Moses and Elijah. And then we shall be transfigured with Jesus in that glory of God, which is his love. Saint John describes it. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.